Okay, we're on page Nun, 10 lines into the wide lines, and the other ones is 58.2. The Gemara is where it says, Allah Maravchia Barabin. Rava said a statement before in the Gemara, and the Gemara is just trying to find a source for it. Rava said, words in the heart are worthless. That means if you make a sale, and you say, I thought they had this condition in mind, I thought, but he never said it. Dvarim shebelev, enam dvarim, words of the heart are nothing. And the Gemara brought various examples of this. Like one case is, there was a guy that was going to move to Eretz Yisrael, and he sold his properties. Okay? But he never told the buyer at the time of the sale that I'm selling it because I want to go to Israel. Then the guy changed his mind. That was Rav's case, right? And the guy changed his mind, and he didn't go. So he says, "Oh, I don't want the sale anymore because I need my house." So Rav said, "No, what you thought is worthless. So the conditions, the sale stays a sale." So the Gemara is trying to figure out where is the Mishnah source for Rav's din. So Gemara says, "Elam Ravchi." This Gemara we're in the middle of now. Elam Ravchi Barabin. Such a story happened by the case of Rav Chisda, by Yeshiva of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda by Rav Huna. Rav Chisda brought the question to Rav Huna's yeshiva because they didn't have the answer, and he said upshtua meha, and they resolved it from a law of a certain Mishnah. The Mishnah says like this: we said last time, we started explaining, but again we ended up in the middle. If somebody misuses, in fact, tomorrow's Rambam begins with only three chapters a day, the laws of Me'ila. The din is, if somebody misuses objects of the Beis HaMikdash, like if this cup would belong to the Beis HaMikdash, okay, it belonged to the Beis HaMikdash, and somebody took the cup and took a cup of water with it, it was called Moil BeHegdash. They misused Hegdash. It's only when it's done accidentally. It's very important to know. If somebody intentionally does it, it's a different din. It's not the din of Me'ila. What's the din of Me'ila? What is the consequences of Me'ila? You pay the principal plus 25%, which halacha terms is called a fifth, and you have to bring a korban. Okay, these are the three punishments. Now, Me'ila is only when you did it accidentally. Again, if you did it intentionally, it's not Me'ila.
Is that Karas?
No, whatever. So it says like this. What happens? A guy said to his agent, bring me coins from a purse on the window or from the purse in the box. In other words, there's two purses. One's in the window, one's in the box. And the guy says to his shliach, do me a favor. Oh, let me just say one more then. If I send you to do something, okay, and you did exactly what I told you to do, then I end up doing the Me'ila. Because you didn't do it, I did it. Because you did exactly what I told you to do. What happens if you changed from what I told you to do? Like, for instance, there are two cups of Hegdash, a yellow and a white. And I said, do me a favor, bring me the yellow cup. And you bring me the white cup. So because you didn't listen to what I told you to do, you did the wrong thing. You did Me'ila, not me. But if I told you bring me the yellow cup and you bring me the yellow cup, then I do the Me'ila, not you, because you didn't do it, I did it. Okay, that's understood. So he says like this. If a guy says to his friend, to his shliach, bring me from the purse of coins in the window or from the box, and he brings him, one of the coins. Even though the sender says, no, I meant you should take, you've taken the coins from another purse. The din is, balabayis mo'al, the balabas does the me'ila. In other words, there are purses A and B. Okay? I say to you, do me a favor, bring me coins from A or B. That's what I tell you, bring me coins from A or B. You went and brought coins from B. Okay? Now the sender comes, I say, no, I want it from A. But that's not what you said. You told him from A or B. right? But later what you thought A doesn't mean anything. So if the shliach brings a coin from B, he did exactly what you told him to do. So then the balabas does the me'ila because the shliach listened exactly what he said. And he said, balabayis mal. So the question is, am I, hoka amar, believe me? The guy said, but in my heart I didn't want purse B, I wanted purse A. And you brought the coins from purse B. So he says, no. Because the shmim mishum damrin in dvarim shebeleve in dvarim, is it not a proof that words in the heart are worthless? What did he tell him? He said to him, bring me from A or B, right? That's what he said. Bring me from any of those two purses. You thought A or B. Who cares what you thought? What you thought didn't matter. You said A or B. The guy brought you from A or B. He did exactly what you told him to do. So you do the meila. What?
Both are Hekdish,
or
just one of them
Hekdish? Both are
Hekdish. And you know that it's both are Hekdish?
No, if you don't, if you know it's no Me'ilah. He didn't know. He saw two purses of money. He thought they were his. By mistake, they were Hekdish. And I said to you, bring me one of the coins from one of those purses. And you bring one of the coins. Then you bring and say, no, I meant from the other one. What do you mean you meant?
Even moving it?
Moving it. As long as you move it with the intention for yourself, it's already me'ila.
And the accomplice, the fact that the other one is an accomplice?
He didn't do me'ila. Me'ila is the guy that misuses the funds from Hekdesh.
You don't say in this case,
no. You do. If he did exactly what he told him to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So the Gemara is, so this is seemingly a proof that dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. So Gemara says no. How do you know that? Dilma shani hosam dil mifta nafshi mikarbon kosi. Maybe really words of the heart are good. Maybe what you think is valid. Why over there is there a din meila like that? Because maybe he wanted to get himself out of the karbon. Because once he says, I didn't mean this, I meant something else. What did he basically want to say? I didn't do me'ila, I don't have to bring a carbon. Carbon is expensive. Maybe that's why we don't believe him. But maybe normally if there's a reason to believe him, we would believe him. Or Siddiq Mara says, no, if that's the case, havalele meimad, meizid hayisi. But then he could have said I was intentional. If he just wants to get out of a carbon, remember we just said, by me'ila, when you misuse Hekdesh, if it's intentional, there's no carbon. If the guy doesn't want to bring a carbon, the sender, all he has to say is, no, I did it intentionally. So obviously that's not why he's saying what he said, because if he wanted to get out of a carbon, he has a different way of getting out of the carbon. So the Gemara says, no. Like oven inish, the mashvin nafshei, a guy doesn't want to make himself a rasha to say I did it intentionally. If he says I did it intentionally, meaning he's making himself a rasha, why should he want to do that? So Gemara answers a different answer. Havalei leimin niskarti, he could have said no, I remembered before the guy used took him. Meaning like this. If I send you to use Hekdesh, which you're not allowed to do, right? If you did exactly what I wanted, I do me'ila. But me'ila, we said, is only when you didn't know it was Hekdesh. What happens? I send you to bring me this cup. Before you get the cup, I remembered that it's Hekdesh. And then you got the cup, and you didn't know it was Hekdesh. Understand? I remembered before the shliach took it from the Hekdesh. So it says, the time we learned in the Braise, Niske Balabayas. What happens if the Balabayas remembered that it was Hekdesh? Vulei Niske Shliach, and the Shliach didn't know it was Hekdesh, then the Shliach Moal, then the Shliach does Me'ila. Yeah. It's very interesting. In other words, the din is like this. By the way, here, by the way, is an interesting concept. Even though seemingly me'ila is a sin, and there's a rule you can't make a shliach for a dvar aveda for a sin, But we learn out from a pasuk that by me'ila there is shlich l'dvar aveda. Even though you're doing a sin by misusing objects of hekdesh, and I'm sending you to do it. Okay? So the scenario here is as follows. The case that the Gemara wanted to prove that words in the heart are worthless is in a case like this. There's a... Well, the case originally of the Mishnah was there's two cups. One's white and one's yellow. Okay? And they belong to the Beis HaMikdash. I didn't know they belonged to the Beis HaMikdash. And you, the one I'm sending, doesn't know they belong to the Beis HaMikdash. Because the holding of misusing Hegdish, that you have to bring a carbon and pay an additional fifth, meaning 25%, and so on, is only if you didn't know it was Hegdish. If I knew this belonged to the Beis HaMikdash and misused it, there is no din me'ila. It's a whole different din. Me'ila means when you accidentally use something that belonged to the Beis HaMikdash for your personal usage, and you didn't know it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, now.
It's a sin.
You're not to be mild. He's not to blame for it, but it's an accidental sin. But you still need to bring a carbon. Carbon me'ila, it's called. Hashem me'ilis. We say every day in davening, in Hashem me'ilis. Hashem me'ilis means a carbon asham for doing the sin of me'ila. Now, the case is, I send you to bring me, over the case of the mission was this, two purses of money. Purse A and purse B. I send you the shliach. I don't know it's Hagdish. You don't know it's Hagdish. I send you and say, do me a favor, bring me some money from one of those two purses. So what's the din? If you bring me the money and you listened exactly what I told you to do, then I have to do me'ila because you're my shliach. You didn't do it, I did it. If you didn't listen to me,
you changed the shlichus in any way.
You changed what I sent you to do. Doesn't matter. Then you do me'ila, not me. Because then you're not my shliach anymore. If you don't listen to what I tell you to do, you're not my agent.
Is it wrong?
Yeah, but the question is, who does the me'ila? If I send you, like we said, there's a yellow cup and a white cup. Both belong to the Beis HaMikdash. I say to you, bring me the white cup. And you bring me the white cup, I do me'ila, not you. Because you listen to me. What happens if I tell you, bring me the white cup, and you bring me the yellow cup?
If you bring the white cup, you make a me'ila.
I make the me'ila.
The guy is sender.
The sender, not the shliach.
The sender.
Right. But if I'm the sender.
Yeah.
If I tell you, bring me the white cup,
yeah,
and you bring me the yellow cup, then you are not my shliach anymore because you didn't listen to me. So then you do me'ila, not me. Okay, it's very simple. If you do what I told you to do, then you're my agent. So it's like I did it. If you didn't listen to me, then you did it, not me.
Wow. If he knows that the second one is not belong to...
They both belong to... Actually, both didn't know anything.
If he, the way he knows that...
If One second. So now that Mishnah says, what happens when the sender says, bring me money from A or B? And the guy brings some B. That's what he basically was told to do, A or B. And the guy said, no, I meant A. But he never said it. He said, in my mind, I want it from A. So the Mishnah says, tough luck. He's your shliach. You said A or B. He brought from A or B. It doesn't matter what you thought. So from there you see what you think. It doesn't matter. Right? What you think doesn't matter. So Gemara says, no, it's not a good proof. Because maybe... You know why the sender is saying what he says? Because he doesn't want to bring a carbon. So he says, no, he didn't listen to me. Just to free himself from bringing a carbon. So Gemara says, no. Because then he has a better way out. He could say, I knew. The sender could say, I knew it was Hekdesh. Then he still doesn't have to bring a carbon. So Gemara says, no. Because then he's not going to make himself as a Rasha. Because he said, I did it intentionally. That means he said, I knew I sinned. Right? So Gemara says he has still a way out. He could say, the sender could say, I remembered before this agent got it. That means what happened? Like we said now, What happens? There's a white cup that belongs to Hekdesh. I say to you, do me a favor, bring me the white cup. I didn't know you didn't know. Before you got to the cup, I remembered that it's Hekdesh. So now I can't do Me'ilah because I remembered. So the Shliach does the Me'ilah.
Why did you do that?
Because bottom line is, who misused the Beis HaMikdash?
Already told them.
But the bottom line, nobody's blaming the Shliach. So the bottom line is, the Shliach by mistake used Hekdesh.
Did he tell him not to do it?
No.
So why is that?
Because he's off the hook, because as soon as you remember, before the actual usage happened, then there's no Me'ilah. Me'ilah is only when you forgot that it's Hekdesh. Or you didn't know it was Hekdesh. If you knew it was Hekdesh, there is no din of Me'ilah. So if the sender remembered before the guy actually used it, so the sender is off the hook because he remembered. So who does the Me'ilah?
But I thought doesn't matter.
Right. No, but here, by Me'ilah, it's not that thought changes conditions. The whole din of Me'ilah is when you didn't know it was Hekdesh.
But he gets a different punishment. He's not
correct, but it's a completely different. You don't have to bring a carbon. It's less. It's a whole different story.
So, how does Shaliach get Me'ilah? What's the reason to get Me'ilah? Why should he get it?
Listen, if you come into a room and you use the cup and you didn't know.
You're not the same place. You're not the same place to tell him. House.
But the bottom line is, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You used it, not me.
You should have known.
No, you shouldn't have known. You can't know. Once you know, there's no me.
You get
there,
you call it. So are you sure?
But again, once he remembers, there is no Me'ilah for him anymore.
Then he shouldn't get it either.
But the bottom line is, somebody, you're right, but the bottom line is, somebody did use it. You're right. In concept, you're right. So why should the Shliach get it? If the Balabas remembered, and he did what the Balabas said, bottom line is that there shouldn't be Me'ilah by anybody. But the bottom line is that the fact that somebody misused Hekdesh accidentally, without knowing it, there's a din of Me'ilah. Anyway, so the Gemara says not like this. Okay, that's with that. Now the Gemara just says another story that happened. Ahu gavro de zavnina lenichse adaita lemesik lada de Yisrael. A guy sold a piece of land with the intent of going to move to Israel. Okay? We're a little bit past midway on the page. A little bit past midway. Ahu gavro de zavnina lenichse, there was a guy who sold his land with the intent of going to Eretz Yisrael. And he told the buyer, I'm selling it because I'm moving to Israel. What happened? Salak v'leis yadaday. He went to Israel and he couldn't live there. For whatever reason. And he came back. Now that he comes back, he wants to buy the land.
Buy it back.
Can you force him to buy it back?
Force him to sell it.
Right then, let's get this. Hello. Before you can argue in a case, you got to know what the case is. A guy sold his land with the intent of moving to Eretz Yisrael, and he said it clearly. And Rashi says he told him clearly, "I'm selling you the land because I want to live in Israel." Okay, the sale is done. The guy went to Eretz Yisrael. It didn't work out. He comes back. And he says, you have to sell me my land back.
Oh my God.
Okay? So they came to Rava. This happened from Bovel. The guy went from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rava said, Kol solik adaita lemeidahu. When the guy says, I'm selling it because I want to go to Eretz Yisrael, he meant because he wants to live there. Listen to what Rav is saying. When the guy says, I'm selling you the land because I'm going to, what do you think he meant for a visit? He meant to live. Bottom line is, it didn't work out. So therefore, it's a conditional sale, and he's forced to sell it back to him. That's what Rav ruled. And he didn't live there, and therefore, it's not a good sale. Because it's understood, he wouldn't have sold it if he knew he's not going to live there. If it wasn't going to work out, he knew obviously he's not going to sell it.
Doesn't matter if it's written or oral.
The condition, timing.
As long as nobody disagrees, it's fine.
What if he says, no, I'm not agreeing with that condition. I'm buying it with no...
Oh, then that is a different story. Because then there's no more condition. If the seller said, okay, I'm selling it anyway. Listen, when you sell and buy, and I make a condition, you make a condition, right? If the sale goes through, that means, you know...
What if the price of the land is enough?
He has to pay him the higher price.
No,
he has to purchase back for what he paid him, sorry. He pays what he paid for it.
It's not a purchase. So it was never a purchase.
It was a conditional purpose. I'm sorry. It was a conditional sale, and the condition wasn't met. That's all. Ikadam is another person, another opinion. And there's two opinions, what Rav has said, by the way. Second opinion is interesting. Adaita lemesik, the question over here is, what did the guy mean when he said, I'm selling it because I'm going to Israel? The first version of Rav, that the Gemara said until now, is, that means the guy wants to live there. And if he didn't work out, the other version, the second version says no. That Rav said, your condition was because you want to go to Israel. Did you go to Israel? Yes. Condition is met, sale stays the same.
And meanwhile, if the guy, the new owner builds $1 million home, the guy comes back, takes the land with the home?
Whatever additions you make to the land.
There should be also timing in this deal.
So the second...
There's no timing.
No.
So the second opinion touches it going to Israel, not to live there.
The question is, what did the guy mean?
Did it mean he's going to go permanently or just
temporarily? Okay, then the guy tells another story. Ahu gavra, the zavne lenichse adaita lemesik l'eretz Yisrael. Another similar story. A guy sold, by the way, you know how the Gemara got into all this? Because we're learning all about Kedushin and conditions over here. And the condition is, so Gemara was just getting into this other stuff. Okay, then the Gemara says there's another case. There's a guy that sold land and the condition is going to Eretz Yisrael. Bottom line is the Sof Le'Masolik. At the end he didn't even go. Now he comes back and he says, give me back my land. Amaravashi Iboy Solik. Rav Ashi says, phenomenal statement. He says, nobody was stopping him from going. He could have gone. You didn't? Because he chose not to. That does not invalidate the sale.
Makes a lot of sense.
It's much different than Rav's opinion.
So the other guy could have said he could have stayed in Israel. Why did he come back?
Yeah.
Join the army, stay in Israel.
They didn't have the draft then.
Yeah.
Rav Ashi says... You said you want to go to Israel? Is anybody stopping you? Go. The fact that you didn't is your choice. That does not invalidate the sale. Ikadamri, another opinion says, Iboy Eloi Salak. If he wanted, could he not go up? Meaning, if he was able to, for sure he would go. It's a little bit different. The Gemara says, my binayu. What's the difference between the two opinions of Rav Ashi? One opinion, the first opinion of Ashi says is, who's stopping him from going? He could have gone. You didn't go, it's your choice, it's your problem. Second opinion says, no. Rav Ashi answered, obviously something happened, because if he could have gone, he would have gone. So obviously there's a reason why he didn't go. So therefore the sale is off. So Gemara said, what's the difference? The Sialed Unse Ba'urcha, meaning, the guy wanted to go to Israel. He didn't go because he heard there's a bunch of robbers on the way. They're robbing people, killing people. So therefore, it was, he wanted to go. Something outside of him, an outside reason, forced him not to go. Right? So then the difference is like this. According to the first opinion of Rava, the sale stays the sale. You could still go. You could still go to Israel. Second opinion, no. Because what does the second opinion say? There must have been something stopping him. And if there is something stopping him, like robbers, then the sale is not a sale. So these are the two versions of the Gemara of a guy that sells land on a condition. By the way, you know, this can happen today also. I mean, today you have a whole different story because you have civil law involved. Secular law is much different than this. But if a guy... a guy from LA can want to make aliyah. Let's be practical. He says, I'm selling my land because I want to make aliyah. So he sells his house in LA. He goes to Israel, and it doesn't work out for whatever. A lot of people that think they're going to make aliyah, and they come back. They come back, and they say to the guy, I want my house back. You have to sell it to me. So this is the case of Rava. I mean, the question, but the problem is today you have secular law. And I don't think in secular law this is going to work.
What about like furniture and so on? It's, you know, you can have my furniture for like whatever, $1,000 or something, and you come back. The deal didn't work, and I have my furniture back.
We had cases like this, by the way. It's not uncommon that I'm going to move somewhere, and because of that, I tell you, you know what? I'm going to give you all my furniture. I'm going to give you all my furniture. And no, for whatever works out, it didn't happen. The guy didn't move. He thought he was going to have a job there, and you know, right? And he's not going to have a job. Yeah, I'll give you a realistic case. A girl was supposed to marry a boy. It's a true story. A girl was supposed to marry a boy. And she lived in one city, the boy lived in another city. And she thought she was going to get married and live in the boy's city. She gave up her apartment, she gave up her car, she gave up everything. Okay? Then she came to the city where the boy is, and it didn't work out. But she got rid of everything because of him.
So what should be?
And they say, listen, the girl says, I gave up everything because you could at least compensate me.
What?
The question, do you have to? You know, I mean, this didn't really happen.
So how did you
rule? What?
You beat the guy.
No, or somebody, see, over there, if I say I'm going to give you my furniture, it's only words. Okay? And not only that, it's obvious the reason why I'm, see, this is what the Chacham are going into over here. Chacham are trying to figure out what does a person mean when he says something. And sometimes, even if the guy screams, that's not what I meant, Chacham say, we don't care. We're looking at a regular majority of people. When they say something, what do they mean? Even the halacha is, when a guy makes a neder, a vow, the Torah says you have to know what Lashon B'nai Adam is, what normal people mean when they say such a thing. The guy says, I make a vow, I'm not going to eat meat. Okay, does that include chicken? Doesn't include chicken. So you have to know, when a guy says meat, what does he mean? I mean, it's a crazy kid, but saying, does he mean meat and chicken? Does he mean fish? Does he mean, you know, what does he mean? So the Chachamim, many times in the Gemara, will say, this is what an average person means. Okay? So if a guy comes and says, but that's not what I meant, Chacham said, we don't care. Because when you said it, we're going by what an average person means. And if this is what an average person means, this is the condition that an average person means when he says what he says. So that's it.
Does it make difference if it's written or just verbally?
The only difference would be if they deny it. Okay? If I say, I owe you $1,000, even if it's not written, I have to pay it. Right? The question is, if you have a document that says, I owe you $1,000, right, and I say no, then you can prove it. If you don't have it, Right? And you say, I owe you $1,000. I say, no, I don't. Right? Then you have to prove it. But if I agree I owe you $1,000, it's no good. I mean, for sure I owe you. Right? Papers and witnesses, with the exception of Gittin and Kedushin, okay? The purpose of witnesses... Whose phone is that? Is that yours? Then somebody left it here from shul. Is that your phone? No, went off before also, before the class. I don't know what it is. Maybe the guy's calling for his own phone. Anyway, the purpose of witnesses, the purpose of written documents, is only that the person shouldn't deny it. But if the guy doesn't deny it, what do you need witnesses and papers for?
So why do we have the Torah then?
Torah is to teach us how to live.
Yeah, but it's like a written contract.
No, it's we have talk about legal things.
Marriage, you welcome marriage. You can say I married.
No, by marriage and getting the Edom are part of the actual process. Okay, let's go to the next mission. This mission was brought down before in the Gemara also, but. Okay, a guy says to his agent, this is going back to Kedushin, by the way. Reuven says to his witness, to his shliach, and remember we learned you could do Kedushin through a shliach, right? Like Avraham and Eliezer. So a guy says to his shliach, go be Mekadish this woman for me in LA. And instead, he found the lady in San Diego, and he did Kedushin with her in San Diego. The din is Eina Mekudeshes. She's not Mekudeshes. It's invalid. Why? Because the guy said to him, do the Kedushin in LA. That means he wanted it a condition. He didn't say on the condition. He said, be Mekadesh this woman for me in LA. And if he does it in San Diego or a different city, it's not a valid kedusha. What happens though if he says, be mekadish for me this woman, harehi b'mokim pleni, she happens to be in LA. He didn't say do the kedusha in LA. He says to her, be mekadish this woman, she's in LA. V'holchav v'kitsh b'mokim achet, and he did it in a different place, then harehi mekadishes. Why? Because when he said LA, he's just telling him directions, you know, where she is. But and that's the difference. If he says, be Mekadesh the woman in LA, that means he wants it to be done in LA. He did it in San Diego, it's no good. If he says, she happens to be in LA, he's not telling him to do the Kedushin in LA. He's telling him where the woman is, so then it's a valid Kedushin. Mission very simple. So Gemara says, Utana Nami Gabi Gittin. We learned the same thing by a get. That what? Ha'emet nu geta li'ishti b'mokim pleni. A guy says to a shliach, a guy is sending a get through a shliach, through his agent. And he says, the husband says to the shliach, give this get to my wife b'mokim pleni. Give the get to my wife in L.A. V'nosin lo b'mokim acher. And he gives it to her in San Diego. Possible is not a kosher get. Because again, he never listened to what the sender told him. What happens if he says, Arehi b'mokim pleni, she happens to be in LA, then, even though he gave it in a different city, kosher to get this kosher. Okay?
The city, the place is important?
It's important to him, obviously. That's the thing. When he says, do the Kedushin in LA, he wants in L.A. Why? That's none of my business. Not everybody's business. This is what he wants.
She says, I have relatives there.
No, we'll see in the Gemara. I didn't want to get into that. Oh. The Gemara is going to be different between get and kedusha about embarrassment. But right now it's not relevant. The guy said, I want to get given in L.A. Okay? And then he gives in San Diego. It's not good. If he says, give this get to my wife, she is in L.A., then he gives it to San Diego. It's good. Because he didn't say the get should be given up. So now the Gemara is asking a question like this. We have one din telling us by kedushin, and one din by get. Why do I need both cases? Why, it's obvious one from the next that this is the din. Why do I need two separate mishnas telling me the same din, once by get and once by kedushin? So Gemara says, "Tzricha, I need both cases. Why? The iyashmin and gabi kedushin. If it would only tell me this din by kedushin, that it has to be where he said, you know." Because he wants to bring the woman closer to him, but he wants to marry her. By Asir Rachmali, in this city, this is what the Gemara thinks. By Kedushin, if a guy says, do Kedushin for me in L.A. So over there we say, maybe he dafka wants L.A. You know why? He wants to marry the girl. He wants people to tell the girl nice things about him. In L.A. he has friends. In San Diego he has enemies. He doesn't want the girl to hear all the Lashon Hara about him. So over there, by Kedushin, he says, do the Kedushin in L.A. He had a reason why he wanted L.A. Because he wants to hear, you know, wants the girl to hear good things about him. Yeah? Because the Mamalkim Kurva Ka'asi, where he's trying to be Mekadiv, the woman, he's trying to marry her, by Asin Rachmali, in this place, L.A., let's say, I have friends. They're not going to be say bad things about me. But Bahai Asra, but in the other city, Sonali Mamale, Mimulalai, I have people that hate me. And I don't want the Kedushin there. Right? So maybe by Kedushin, we're particular with the city that he wants. Aval Gabi Kedigitin, but by a get, when he's getting rid of her, the Rechuka Kosi is getting rid of the wife. I would think maybe the guy doesn't care where it is. What's the difference? In other words, if it only say the din by Kedushin, that we care about where the guy says, we would think by Kedushin the din applies, because over there he might care where the city is, because he wants people to say good things about him. But beget, why should he care? Okay? So let's say the din of get and not Kedushin. If it would only say the din by a get, that were particular in the city, he said like this, by in this city, it's embarrassing for me to give a get. In the other city, I don't mind getting disgraced. Especially in the time today, people are proud when they get divorced. But in the olden times, it was an embarrassment to get divorced. What? In the olden times and now?
No, now.
Well, they throw parties. He can... Caterers make a lot of money at divorce parties. Now, by get, the guy says, listen, to give a get is embarrassing. Okay? That means I couldn't make it. Whatever it was. So he says, in this city, I don't mind being disgraced. But in a different city, maybe I do mind being disgraced. You know? So therefore, maybe by get he's particular. And not by Kedushin. So, Avogabi Kedusha Emaleich, but say the guy said, I don't care. So the din is, Srich, we need both cases. Bottom line is, though, the din is, though, that whether it's get or Kedushin, it doesn't matter. If it's he says a particular city, you have to give him the particular city. If he says she is in this city, then it doesn't matter. Okay? Next mission. Amekadish, Isha, Amenash, Ena, these are all condition stuff. Okay? He says to the woman, and the Kedushin is valid, and the Kedushin that you don't have any vows. What?
This case that the Gemara brings, the Gemara is really learning laws that are like a tool that could be, like they branch off from the Mishnah. You could learn this law, this also.
That's the way the Gemara works.
Right? And this first case is extremely obvious.
Which one? Kedushin or get?
The get.
No, by get, I would think
of... From the Kedushin of the Mishnah is mamash, like... Do you really need the Gemara to...
Yeah, because the Gemara is teaching more. I need the Mishnah by get and Mishnah by Kedushin. Why can't learn out one din from the next? Because each one has a logic where I think only there he cares particularly about the city.
So there's no Mishnah like this in Kedushin get.
There is, but only about get, not about Kedushin.
So if you could learn from get, from Kedushin...
That's what the Gemara explains, why you can't.
What?
Because, no, the Gemara says, maybe by Kedushin he wants a certain city, because they'll speak good about him. Or maybe by Get he wants a certain city, because over there he doesn't care getting disgraced. But the bottom line is, the din is the same, by Get and Kedushin. Huh?
The din is the same. That's my point. If the din is the same...
Gemara's question was, why do I need two Mishnahs to tell me the same din? That's all. Okay, then the Gemara says like this. Mekadesh yaseh isha menashe ein ole on nedarim. And the Gemara explains, and not here in Ksubis, that it refers to vows that would bother the man. Like if a woman swears she's not going to make a vow, she's not going to eat meat, she's not going to wear colorful clothing, she's not, you know. So a guy doesn't want such a wife. Right? So a guy makes a kedushin with a woman on the condition that she has no vows.
Nothing.
V'nim tzu alav nedarim, and it comes out that she is bound by vows, and the mekadeshes. Okay? It's not a good kedushin. Yes. The whole parshas matis. You're kidding? Konsistam, what happens, the guy says like this. He comes over to a woman and says it out mekadeshesly. No conditions. He marries her, and then he finds out she had vows. So the din is, she has vows. She made nedarim that she has vows. But he never stipulated this as a condition. So the Gemara says like this, Teite b'loi ksuba. She goes out of the marriage with a get, but she doesn't get a ksuba. Normally when you divorce a woman, she gets the ksuba. In this case, she wouldn't.
Why?
Because this is a terrible blemish. It's called Mekach Tors. But she needs a get. Why does she need a get? Because the bottom line is, he never made the condition. And therefore, he did regular Kedushin. She has vows? Okay, that's a blemish that he doesn't have to pay her Ksuba for that. But the bottom line is, the lady needs a get. You still need to get.
If you marry a woman...
Like, for instance, the same din. I mean, obviously, in the worst scenario. Guy's married to a woman. She commits adultery. He has to divorce her, right?
Yeah.
Okay. No, he has an obligation to divorce her, right?
Obligated.
But he's obligated to divorce her. She doesn't get a ksuba, but he still has to give her a get. He knows he's obligated to divorce her, but he still has to give her a get. Without the get, she's still married. So he has to give her a get, but because she did what she did, she's punished that she doesn't get the ksuba. Here it's less of a... I mean, here it's more, you know...
Can he notify the other?
Can he what?
Notify the other? Cancel. No, if after that...
You marry a woman and there's blemish.
But he found out later. It's too late because she made the nedarim before she got married. So then the husband can't nullify them anymore.
If he didn't put any conditions, if you marry a woman that has a certain illness, you don't pay them their condition, ksuba. If
it was false pretenses as far as the ksuba goes.
And she should have told him.
Huh? She could have told him, should have told him, whatever. The bottom line is, guy doesn't want to marry a woman. This is where Rashi explains it. A guy doesn't want to marry a woman.
A normal person doesn't want to marry a woman.
That has all these things, restrictions on her.
What types of blemishes cancel the fee of the ksuba?
Huh?
What kinds of blemishes? Where do you draw the line? Where do you say, okay?
Tomorrow's going to continue. 1 minute. The mission is not finished. What happened? What did I miss?
I said it's like a lemon law.
Yeah. The wife's a lemon. No, the next case is even wackier. What happens if a guy makes kedusha with a woman and the kedusha she has no blemishes? The name to be mumim, okay, and she has mumim, ain't a mukadeshes. Okay, comes to stam. What happens if he married her no conditions? The name to be mumim, she has blemishes. Okay. Teite b'loi ksuba. Again, he has to divorce her, but no ksuba. Now, the Gemara says, what is the definition of a mum? What is it considered? A guy's going to say, okay, she has a pimple, it's a mum. So Mishnah says, kol ha-mumin ha-peisim b'kayanim, peisim b'noshim. Any mum which can invalidate a kayan from working in the Beis HaMikdash, that's considered a blemish for a woman. That the husband could say, divorce, he has to give her a get. But he could say, no ksuba.
All those things that the Torah itself are not in America.
No, but the Gemara says it's 57, the Rambam numerates. It's like 57 mum, something like that.
His eyes are,
even the left hand of the coin, by the way.
If his eyebrows are connected.
Yeah, yeah. No, at the bottom he says, by the way. 1 second. missing eyebrows, mishapen head, eyes that are set unevenly amongst others.
Missing a limb.
Whatever. Okay.
How is he making the condition? He says, I marry you on condition that
you have no blemishes.
And she said yes.
Obviously, she stuck out her hand for the ring.
Did she admit?
And later, he found out that she has blemishes.
But he's making fun of her?
The condition?
Yeah.
Yeah. At the time of Kedushin, he says, "Hey, at Mekudeshes." Now we don't make any conditions. Say, "Hey, Mekudeshes with Tabazu Kedas Meshav Yisrael." Right? The guy says, "Hey, Mekudeshes the Tabazu Kedas Meshav Yisrael." Amenas, and the condition, ABC.
She could make the same condition.
Right, right. She
what
can make.
What happens if she finds out that he has a blemish?
Then the Kedushin is not valid.
I know, but he doesn't
know.
Huh? Yeah, I mean, so.
I mean, does he have to pay a different way? I mean, like
he might have to pay her the ksuba. Yeah. He might have to pay her the ksuba. If the woman accepts kedushin, and the condition there's no blemish.
He has a blemish.
Okay? And he has a blemish, she could demand a get and the ksuba.
You trying to call me?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Wait, I think I know whose phone that is.
Who's?
It's Things. It's the guy who's wearing jeans today.
Chabad. You know, this phone is in the Chabad. And
yeah, it's his phone, I think.
His phone over here. It's Chabad.
Ask him who he's calling.
Yeah.
We're going to be here another
10 minutes.
10 minutes. Otherwise, we leave it in the shoot.
Who's he calling?
Whose phone would it be, you know? Well, who's that? Levy and Livingstone?
Levy and Lillian.
Oh, Levy.
My name is Farma.
Okay.
The only dude is holding up the whole class.
Okay, so the Mishnah says now like this. We learned this Mishnah says it here by Kedushin. Okay? But this Mishnah speaks about two things. Whether it's a Kedushin or not, and whether she gets the Ksuba or not. Okay? Now the Gemara is going to say we find the exact same Mishnah in Kedushin, in Ksubas. In the laws of Ksubas, the Mishnah says an identical Mishnah here and there. Okay? So the Gemara said, why do we need the same Mishnah in Kedushin? And in Ksubas. Well, Tana Nami Ksubas Kai Gavna, we learned the Mishnah the same way. And Gemara says, Hacha, the reason is like this. Here, the emphasis is on the Kedushin Din. And in Ksubas, which deals with the laws of Ksuba, the emphasis is on the Ksuba Din. So you're right, it's the same Mishnah in both places. As Gemara says, Hacha Kedushin Yisrichalei. Here, where we're talking about the dinim of kedushin, tana ksuba sata kedushin. So, in passing, the Mishnah mentions the din of ksuba. Whether she has a ksuba, not a ksuba. Hasam ksuba sistrichli. Over there, the Mishnah is basically talking about the law of ksuba when a woman gets a ksuba and when she doesn't get a ksuba. So, tana kedushin sata ksuba. So then, the Mishnah says kedushin because of ksubas. So the Mishnah says basically the same Mishnah is twice. Here, the emphasis is on kedushin. There, the emphasis on ksubas, and we mention both cases. Okay, next is another wacky case. A mekadesh shtei nashim b'shava prut. A guy comes over to two women. Now remember, biblically you can have two wives. You can have many wives. A guy comes over, now the minimal kedushin is a pruta. Okay, for practical purposes, a penny. Okay? A guy, now you have to give a pruta, a penny to a woman to do kedushin. Guy comes over to two women and says, both of you are mekudeshes to me with this one pruta. The guy's really cheap. Yeah, with one pruta, he's mekadesh two women.
But can you do that?
No, but he did it.
Can you marry two women, even if you give him more?
Yeah.
At the same time?
Why not?
So you can't mix two joys?
Well, you can't make the chasen at the same time, but you can do kedushin there. Right, you can't get married. One guy cannot marry two wives the same night, no.
Right, that's what I meant.
But the kedushin here, we're talking about kedushin, yeah?
If you marry one, you divorce the next
at the same time, or you will do the take it from this to give it to other one, or what should you do? What's the process? You have one penny to this lady, then take it from this lady to give it to other one, or what do you do?
No, I'll tell you what. Two women, I'll tell you the case over here, okay? Yeah. Two women send a shliach to accept kedushin for them. Two women send a shliach to accept kedushin for them. Okay? And this guy comes with one pruta to the shliach and says, you know what? I want both of them. Now, the shliach is of both women. So now he did kedushin with two women through one pruta, with one shliach. Okay? So the Mishnah says, or Isha achas pachas mishava pruta, or he gave a woman less than a pruta. That's really cheap. So it says, Alpha pisha shalach sivleinus lachmikan, even though he sent gifts afterwards, einem mekudeshes, is not a good kedusha. In the olden times, they used to send gifts. They used to send jewelry, wine, edibles, okay? Now, the guy comes to a woman and gives her half a pruta, okay? Or to two women for one pruta. It's called two for one sale. Now, obviously everybody knows it's not a good kedushin, right? Because you need a pruta per woman. That's not what the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah's din is, even though later you sent them gifts, which are more than a pruta, it's still not a valid kedushin. Why? So the Mishnah says, "Machmes kedushin harishenim sholach," because it was not gifts as kedushin; they are gifts in addition to the kedushin. He sent the gift because he did the kedushin, not as kedushin. Which means the fact is the kedushin is never valid. It's a half a pruta, right? Either to one or to two, but the bottom line is not a pruta. So the kedushin is not valid. This that he sent gifts was not done the same kedushin. It's done because I did kedushin with you, I'm going to send you a gift. But because the kedushin is not valid, the gifts are for sure not a part of the kedushin. And therefore, it's still nothing. Because normally a chosen sends the kala, the groom sends the bride gifts. But here it's not a bride, because she's not mekudeshes. And the same thing, v'chein kodin shekiddush. What happens in another wacky case? A kid, a day before his bar mitzvah, so he's still a kid. A kid cannot do kedushin. There's a whole shayla about exactly what that meant. They obviously he didn't. A katan cannot do kedushin. Okay? So what happens if a day before he became bar mitzvah, he went over to a woman, gave her a ring, and said, I am kedushesli. Now, is that valid? No. Right? Because he's still a kid. 3 days later, he sends her gifts. Now the question is this now an adult doing kedushin? So the Mishnah says no. Because again, the gifts are because of the kedushin. If the kedushin is not valid, the gifts definitely cannot be kedushin. So in this case, the Mishnah says it would also not be a valid kedushin.
Was it nice more that you can give him half a peruta now and half a peruta in future?
No. The question is, later when he gives the sivlainus are worth a pruta. Were those gifts later done as Kedushin or because of Kedushin?
Why is making it different, Gemara? Making that distinction, so I mean, it could be done.
No, the Gemara's, no, the Kedusha would only be valid later. Let's say, let me give you an example. A guy comes over to a woman, okay, he thought this cup was a penny. It's not, it's a half a penny. A guy comes over to a woman with this cup and says, okay, she accepts it. Is it a good Kedusha? No. It's a half a pruta. Okay, we learned before in the Gemara, maybe in Madai it's worth a pruta, but it's not worth a pruta. Okay, now 3 days later, I find out that it was a half a pruta. So obviously, I realize no, it's not a good kedushin. So I send in now 2 cups, and I say, here's for the kedushin. Okay, then it's going to be good. Because I'm making a new Kedushin now. Correct? That first Kedushin, though, wasn't valid. Now, what happens, though, following scenario, if a woman between the first cup and 2 days later when I gave her a second, 2 cups, not one more cup, 2 cups, she, let's say it took 2 days, in between those 2 days, somebody else did Kedushin with her. She goes to the second guy, not to the first guy. If a guy comes over to a woman today and says, here's a ring, and the condition, you become Mekadeshes to me in 20 days. That's what the guy says. Why? Ask him. The guy says, Hareat Mekadeshes li in 20 days. When 20 days happens, she's Mekudeshes. The condition is met, right? So, the Kedushin is valid. From when is the Kedushin valid? After the 20 days. Therefore, if after 10 days she accepts Kedushin from another guy, she's Mekudeshes to the second guy, not to the first guy. What happens though, if a guy says, no, once the 20 days come, she's already Mekudeshes to the second guy. What happens if a guy says to the woman, become Mekudeshes to me from now and 20 days? Me'achshav ad esrim yom. It's a Mishnah also later. Yeah? From now till after 20 days. When 20 days comes, she's retroactively Mekudeshes to me from now. The first case, if I say, become Mekudeshes to me after 20 days, even though I'm giving you everything now, but I say, become Mekudeshes to me after 20 days, when is the Kedushin effective? 20 after 20 days. So if before that she accepted Kedushin from somebody else, she goes to the second guy, not to the first guy. Right? But if the second guy says, from now to after 20 days, yeah? That means when 20 days comes, it's retroactively effective from today. So what happens if she, after 10 days, accepts Kedushin from somebody else? So once the... Nothing now. Once the 20 days happens, she's Mekudeshes to the first guy, not to the second guy.
The question is of Perutas. Did he give him the Perutas at the beginning or after 20 days?
No. He gives it now. But it's a condition.
Can he make it half, no, and half?
Yeah.
No problem?
Yeah.
What happens to the second guy?
He has to be complete Perutas.
No, but actually he can.
Has to be one.